Hello, and welcome to the Musical Minds podcast, where it is our job to flesh out the mindset and ways to cope with the struggles that ensue in becoming a high-performing musician. Hosted by Eric Reinhardt and Jake Pietroniro. Now let's get on to the show. Alright, so we are live here on Facebook, and this will eventually be uploaded to the Musical Minds podcast. And so I've been doing a little bit of journaling and trying to figure out how often I want to upload episodes to the podcast and put out stuff onto Facebook. And so I've arrived at the number of twice a week, and the first will be Mondays to give a little bit of inspiration for you musicians out there at the beginning of the week. And give a little quick tip or something. And then on Thursdays, I would also like to provide a little bit of information or inspiration to lead you into the weekend, because most often as a musician, you're going to be playing your gigs on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And so just giving a little bit of frame of mind into that, I think could be particularly useful. So this is a part of the Musical Minds podcast. So, and this episode will be titled Why Every Musician Should Busk. Now, I'm just going to give you a little bit of backstory as to how I got into busking. So for those of you who don't know what busking is, that's just playing in public, setting up your instrument, opening your case, maybe a top hat, and playing in exchange for donations and serving other people. So I play the piano, and last year in February, I went to Germany, and I feel like it's really popular in Germany to have buskers and lots of accordion players and guitar players. And so they were just everywhere. There's a Dolci player, D-O-L-C-I, and it's really, really cool instrument. And it has like these, it's like mallets, but then there's like these strings and beautiful sound. Anyway, so seeing buskers everywhere made me really, really want to busk or play in public. And so I decided that I would buy a digital piano, and then I would set it up in random places. So I've played in Dolores Park in San Francisco for a little bit, and I've played in my town in several different areas. And to me, busking has been a really, really gratifying experience, as well as a educational and a light enlightening experience. And so I just want to give my own experiences of busking and encourage you to experiment with it, because I found it to be a very useful activity for your growth and your mindset. So the first thing that I want to talk about is just this concept of just this symbiosis of giving and taking. So as you're as a musician, you're bringing your craft and you're bringing it out into public and you're sharing it with other people, and you're not getting paid for it. Nobody asked you to be there. And so you're just showing what's in your soul and your heart, and you're playing it. And hopefully that other people will respond to it and take notice to that. So I've found this to be a very enjoyable experience, because it's like nobody really expects to have a piano just be sitting out front of a Whole Foods in a random shopping center. And I think it really like kind of makes people a little startled and be like, oh, this is kind of strange. And so it's really, really entertaining to see the faces that just stumble across me while I'm playing, because they're just not expecting it at all. And it feels really good, because you're providing a service, you're giving your craft, and you're basically putting it up on the chopping block and just asking for donations. And people reward you for the stuff that they enjoy, and if they are getting value from it. And so you're giving your craft, and then they're giving you your donations, and they're giving you donations. And so a lot of people have this be their like main income, which is like crazy to think about. And So that ties into the second portion of what I want to talk about. And so in the past year, busking has kind of given me a frame of how much my time is worth, and at least a baseline of what I should be charging as a musician. So when you're getting gigs at restaurants and clubs and everything, it can be really kind of a touchy subject to bring up money and how much you're going to get paid and how much you actually think you're worth. And so I found that when I go to my local Whole Foods and I play, I consistently make $30 an hour around there playing piano there. And so if I'm going to take on a gig and I have to put it in my schedule and I have to be there at a specific time, then that's the baseline of what they should be paying, because that's what my time is worth according to everybody else. And if that's all run on donations, then this is what the people are saying that my time is worth. And so a venue owner should respect that and they should understand that. And so a little brain fart there. So that just gives you a basic understanding of how much your time is worth and what you can charge. And so if a venue's can't afford to pay you that much, maybe they can offer something in exchange or something that's also a value. Maybe it's food, or maybe it's some networking opportunity and or public exposure. But you should really take into account that this is what people are willing to pay just for you to be on your own time, set up wherever you want, do whatever you want to do, play whatever you want to play, and people are still willing to pay this. So you should be really, you should really consider where you're booking your gigs, because you can get a lot of public exposure from busking, and you could potentially be making more money just playing off of donations and not in actual venues. To me, so far, I've almost enjoyed busking more than playing in a live venue. Just because the joy of seeing other people and being compensated in a better fashion is just more valuable to me. Tying into that with my third thought about this is really a low stress job. You're not working for anybody. No one told you to be there. You're just being there because you want to be there and you set aside some time to be there, and you can play whatever you want. And even if you mess up or it's not perfect, most people either don't care or they can't tell. They're just kind of pleased that a musician is playing or that there's some sort of music there, and really, they're not really paying attention to you that much. They are just, they're kind of feeling you and they hear you, but they're not like analyzing every little thing that you're doing. And so tying into that, that is a very good opportunity to build your skill as a performer and your confidence, because you're able to try new things and it's pretty low risk. And when you do try new things, you can often be compensated pretty well through the donations and just getting the attention of other people. So the fourth thing that I really, really enjoy about busking is just the opportunity to meet a lot of really great people. Just having my piano out there is this giant conversation piece. And so it just gets people to stop by and say hello and allow me to get my name out there. I teach piano lessons in Napa, so that's a really good way for me that I've acquired several piano students is through playing out in public in the main social area of Napa. And it's also gotten me several private gigs where I've played at a party, I've played at a holiday party, I've played at a cocktail party, I've played at a couple of vineyards, and that's all just from me setting aside the time to play out in public and share my craft, share my talents, and getting my name out there. There's nothing like a personal interaction, especially in our world of the internet, where everyone's competing on Google and Google Ads. You can get a very long way by making a strong personal connection face to face. And so not only that, but like you can meet a lot of other great musicians or just appreciators of your music, fans. On the Musicpreneur podcast with James Newcomb, he talks about how he would use that email list, or he would collect an email list when he busks, because that way those people can be your potential customers. If you are creating new CDs, you've already identified that they're somewhat interested in the playing that you do and the work that you do, and so they can be warm leads for you to sell CD or new music or whatever. So yeah, it's just a great way to expand your network and meet new people, get your name out there. If you teach, it's a great way to find new students, because when you play, your resume is basically what you're putting out there. And so you're meeting, or you're basically putting your talents on the chopping block, and people are going to see the results that you have, and they're going to try and decide, do I want that? And if they are what you're looking for, they already know what you're about in some sense. And then, so there will be less likelihood of a discrepancy being set up. So, sorry, my phone's going off. Anyway, now the fifth one, which really inspired me to create this podcast, which is the last thing that I want to talk about, is you have the potential as a musician to really deeply move others. So this last Saturday, I was busking up front of Whole Foods, and this woman was listening to me for maybe 30 minutes or so. And she told me that she just put her husband in hospice, and she was feeling really down. And just like me being there and providing my talents and my craft and sharing my love of music with her and everybody else, that really moved her. And she ended up taking one of my CDs, and I gave her something that was unique and a coincidental experience, if you will. And then she compensated me because she felt this urge, because she felt benefited from. And that's where I think true business or right business really should come from. So I think it's super common as a musician to just want a woodshed and stay in your house and practice and feel like you could be better. And I do that all the time. And I often criticize myself for not being as good as I am. And then every time I return to busking, and I kind of get this little dose of perspective of like, yeah, I'm for music, for musicians, and just for normal people, like, I actually have some level of talent that I can share, and people are grateful even if I'm not Lang Lang or I'm not perfect in my playing. So it can just be a good, healthy dose of reality that people really appreciate you, and also that people are pretty nice and forgiving and understand that you're not perfect, or they can't even tell. So my encouragement to you is, if you are feeling slightly insecure about your playing, or low confidence about your playing, or you feel like this lack of connection because you have just been staying inside and not really connecting with people. You've just been practicing and you just don't feel like you're good enough yet. Go busk. And I promise you, probably within the first hour, you will have a marvelous interaction with somebody where you deeply move them with your favorite music that you're playing, and no one's going to tell you what to play. And you're just doing it for the love of it. And you're sharing that with other people, and people take notice. So this is Eric Reinhardt from the Musical Minds podcast, signing off from Facebook and the podcast. If you enjoyed this, please comment. Please leave an honest review on my podcast, Musical Minds podcast, on iTunes and SoundCloud. And so stay tuned Mondays and Thursdays for your inspiring dose of music for, or inspiring dose of perspective for musicians. So catch you on the flip side.
Hi there, this is Eric here. I just wanted to thank you for listening into the Musical Minds podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, as you hear from every other show, if you could please like or subscribe and comment, that really, really helps with our visibility, especially as a new podcast. So I really appreciate it. We really appreciate it. It really does make a difference in being able to have feedback to be able to fine-tune what is resonating with you guys, the listeners. Remember, there are so many musicians out there in the world just wanting to better themselves. You're not alone, even though it can feel really, really lonely sometimes. I can totally understand that. You can find me at ericreinhartpiano.com. That's ericreinehart for recordings and information about Skype piano lessons. Until next time, continue feeding the fire of your musical passions and developing your musical mind.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.